late, but we were in our work session just a few minutes ago. We want to welcome you all to our April meeting of the Design Review Board, and we appreciate you participating in this process with us. I want to ask our commissioners if they would finish their review of the minutes, and then we'll need to review those and hopefully approve them.
Mr. Chairman, I move that we accept the minutes of the March 4th, 2014 work session and regular meeting as written.
I second it.
Okay, we have a motion and second. All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay, good. All right, Madam Secretary, I think we can begin our old business.
Okay. We have two applications under old business. They're both in the Old Aiken overlay, and they're both church applications. So we'll just keep it all in the family here. All right, this is application 12-001030. Applicant is Reverend Gregory Wilson, location 138 Fairfield Street, Southeast. This is a very long thing. I'll try to quickly read through it. In June 2012, Design Review Board approved a request from St. Mary Help of Christians Church for the design of the new St. Mary's Church to be located at 138 Fairfield Street. On March 14, 2013, several minor design changes were requested for the exterior design, and all were approved administratively. At the March 2014 meeting, the board approved a new approach for the North Wing building using the existing food bank building. Included in a letter from February 26, 2014, there are several minor design changes that have been approved administratively, including the relocation of the mechanical pad for the HVAC system, the removal of a cellar door entrance on the south side of the church, and the use of granite screenings instead of oyster shells in the atrium garden walkways. There were several items that should be reviewed by the board, and just please note that the site plans and elevations from 2014 and 2012 are attached to the application to help visualize the changes requested. The items which should be reviewed by the board include the replacement of shallow sloping roofs above the two sacristy wings with new parapet walls with a precast cap, as shown on Exhibit F, the simplification of the north and south transepts, as shown on Exhibits E and G, the replacement of the standing seam metal roof with shingles, as shown on Exhibits D, E, F, and G, but I believe that north wing section is still going to be metal that we dealt with last month. The addition of four half-round dormers to each side of the church of the nave roof for exhaust air relief, as shown on Exhibits E and G, and the westmost entrance on the south elevation has been redesigned to be similar and more symmetrical to the east entrance, as shown on Exhibit E.
Mm-hmm. Okay. That it?
Yes, sir.
Thank you. Thank you. And we, I think, have someone here who could speak for the applicant. If you would please come and give your name for the record.
Yes, thank you very much. I'm Ernie Chapin. I'm the chairman of the building committee for St. Mary's Help of Christians Parish, representing Father Gregory Wilson, who normally would be here, but he's tied up tonight. So, and I'm glad to answer any questions you have about the application.
Mm-hmm. Thank you. Do you all have any questions?
The modification to the approved application.
Okay. We had talked about in the work session, Ernie, that maybe there could be some adjustment in the transepts. I'll just go right to that. I think most of the changes are, you know, not that visible and don't change the character of the new sanctuary dramatically, except for the ends of the transepts, and we understand you're having to take that decorative parapet off. Mm-hmm. And but it did appear that it changed it a lot from something that was very ornate to something now that's relatively plain. And I think that was one question that I had, is there a way to add a little more of the decorative arched parapet screen, I guess, to maybe replace some of the ornateness that was lost. And
we're very sensitive to that point. Mm-hmm. As I think I've mentioned to the board, all of the changes that we've made are a result of budgetary pressures.
Mm-hmm.
Old hard facts of going out and getting bids compared to just dealing with estimates on a piece of paper. And we were as disappointed as I think the board is with some of the changes that we had to make.
Mm-hmm.
We did not give them up very easily, but we are working with a fixed budget.
Mm-hmm.
But I certainly can commit to you that we'll go back and take a look and see if there are some low cost. There's probably no such thing as a no cost,
yeah,
type of a change that could be made that would maybe recover some of the some of the features that were lost. Having said that, in long discussions with our architect, who has a fine eye, as you can tell, he is very comfortable with the design we have right now. He's not going to put his name on something that he's not proud of.
Mm-hmm.
And he considers what we have with the changes as being, quote, a handsome, regal building.
Mm-hmm.
And so we're not ashamed of what we have. We're not disappointed at what we have. But we do know that we did lose some elegance in the cost cutting. And the specific items that you mentioned, we can certainly go back and take a look at what the budgetary impact might be, and see if there's something that, redouble the efforts to take a look and see what we can do. No promises made.
Yeah.
We've got very, very little contingency at the moment.
Yeah,
we're running a tight as ship as we can. I hope you can appreciate that.
And sometimes you don't know till you get pretty far into the process whether you're in budget or over. And I think that just the history of the project is that everybody has been very impressed, and I've not heard. I don't think we've had any criticism of the exterior. And the appropriateness of it, and I think maybe we just got all of us were spoiled with the earlier one, and you've been through that.
Mm-hmm. And frankly, we did pay attention to the east end and the west end, which would be the most visible,
right?
And we preserved the facade on the west, and we did enhance the east end a little bit with those columns. Only because we wanted to make sure we placed our dollars where they thought they would get the most buck for the beautification.
Yeah. Okay. Well, good. I think you understand the comment, and let me see if there are other comments that. Questions.
I think the changes you made to the east side of the building are improvement. So. I don't know that I completely, because since the east and the west are the most visible, I think it's, it's a positive change.
Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Yeah. So, Mr. Chairman, with respect to the north and south, and I guess Mr. Chaput also, those transepts, could we arrange for them to perhaps bring something back for administrative approval? Would that work?
Mm-hmm. It would be up to the board.
If I could make a suggestion, and I appreciate where you're going, I can certainly give you an evaluation of whether it's feasible or not. I can't guarantee that we can bring something back that would make a change. Like I said, it really depends on what the costs might be. And if the costs are excessive compared to all the other needs that we're trying to work into that building, yeah, we might respectfully disagree. Mm-hmm. And but I'd certainly be glad to look at it in that light if that's okay with you.
Fine with me. And I think that you could. So what I'm suggesting is that we hold off on that, and then you can bring something back, or to the chairman, or the chairman can approve it as it is.
Or you could approve everything except that one feature.
Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Right, and if you come back and it's just out of the question in terms of budget, I would understand that.
Yeah.
But I guess we just needed to, this is the time you need to ask that question.
Okay.
So. Okay. Good. Anything else? All right. Thank you, Ernie.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Would somebody here like to make a motion about?
Do we have anybody else who would like to?
Yeah. Are there other folks who'd like to speak regarding this application? I think people who are interested already have. The Methodist may not want to comment on the Roman Catholic Church.
We're all one.
Good answer.
Good.
Mr. Chairman, with respect to application number 12-001030, I move that we approve the application for amendments to the plan approved in 2012, with the exception of number two, the simplification of the north and south transepts shown on exhibits E and G, which will be approved by the would be approved administratively.
Mm-hmm. Okay.
Second.
All right. Have a motion and a second. Do we have any discussion?
Yeah, should we really be approving it with the exception or with an option? Approve it as is with the option of them bringing the...
Well, I think her...
Well, my
motion was different.
I mean, you're making
my
mandatory
idea is
that
they're going to bring something, or they'll either come back with something
right.
That's an improvement or, you know, more... And or they'll come back and tell McDonald that they can't, and then
right.
It's in his discretion to approve it or not, as it is.
This just really says that they do need to come back administratively with having evaluated
it.
Yeah.
Yeah. I think if you do it the other way, it's sort of optional for them to come back.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yes. Exactly. So that's why I suggest we do it then this way.
Mm-hmm. Good question. Okay. All right. Have a motion and. In a second, then I guess we'll call the vote. All in favor of the motion, as it was stated, raise your right hand. Okay, it's pretty clean. Good. Okay, thank you. Yeah, I think that.
Yes.
Madam Chairman, I may need to recuse myself
okay.
At this point.
Okay.
And I'll ask our Vice Chair Lady if she would.
I'll be glad to.
Okay.
All right, Madam Secretary, the next application, please.
Okay. This is application number 14-001012. The applicant's Harry Sampson. The location is 121 Chesterfield Street North. At its meeting on October 1st, 2013, the board approved an application from St. John's United Methodist Church for a new church facility at the above address stated. The applicant submitted two options for the front elevation, and the board approved option one, and a drawing of that elevation is attached. Since that time, the church's building committee has requested that the entrance to the building be located adjacent to the drop-off area by the church and away from the street. The stairs will be relocated to the rear of the building, which requires modifications to the front facade.
Yeah. Who would be here to speak on the application? Please come forward.
I'm Harry Sampson, the administrator for St. John's United Methodist Church.
Thank you, sir. Do you have any comments that you would like to make on your application?
This was done. We rearranged. We were able to fit our building on the footprint that we have available to us there and provide the maximum amount of handicap parking for our parishioners there at the church. And by doing that, we had to move our door to the back, which gets us to the covered area and then gets us, as Susan said, better into the building.
Okay. Any questions for Mr. Sampson?
The new rear of the building, which is facing the street, right? You were explaining to me earlier about how, you know, you really didn't want a lot of light into your new facility, and I understand that. And you know, I think my concern is that it doesn't look enough like the front of the building to be on the street side. And so I think some windows or false windows would be appropriate. I mean, how do you feel about maybe adding some of those features in on the street side?
Yes, sir. I think that's something that we would definitely entertain. The two stone squares there that are shown on the front of the building on either side of the door, mm-hmm. We looked at those for a second and felt like we could put windows in there, which would make it more appropriate for a front of a building.
Mm-hmm.
And how about two windows, false windows up above?
You're talking about where the round window is?
Yeah, kind of up above. Up above where the two squares are.
Those might be a good bit more difficult, just because we don't have an opening there. You've already got that stained glass feature there, which actually emulates what our building looks like on Richland Avenue. Has a feature similar to that on our south transept.
Mm-hmm.
It is.
Okay. We'll invite Mr. Reynolds to come up when you're... anything else for Mr. Sampson?
I think the gist I was trying to get at there, and I'm not sure what to do about it, is that I think more windows or more false windows. It could be even like a recessed brick area to make it look like an old build window that's been closed in or something like that. Would help add some architectural interest to that side of the building. And I think some of those things wouldn't be a big cost difference, you know, to do those. Well, like on my plan, where it says cast stone header, and it's got like an arrow with a text box.
Uh-huh.
And so like right in there on that wall, and the where it says cast stone panel on the other side, so maybe some in there, you know, and like Lucy was saying, if you could do a false window up around the, yeah, I like the feature,
mm-hmm.
You know, or even add an additional window on each side where you have a window to do a double or something. I'm not an architect, but something like that would seem to make it have more street appeal to me.
Okay.
Or a window under the planned window.
I'm sorry, a window under.
Under the planned window on the first floor.
So you're saying, Don, in these two little quadrants? right here?
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah, that's the same place on the sides that I was saying.
Okay. And because I think they said they wanted
there,
to leave those stone things for...
That's fine, but they can add windows.
So then put windows here.
On the other side.
Yeah.
And then maybe
yeah.
some on the top, too, or a false window or something. Like I said, I'm not...
It doesn't have to be a real window.
Not saying, Harry, that you have to do this or that. I'm just saying I think it would look better
well,
if you would try to add some features like that.
Yeah, I think so. What I would like to do is entertain, let Mr. Reynolds come up. He is our general contractor to address, would it be a cost-effective feature to do?
Sure.
If that's all right.
We would appreciate hearing from Mr. Reynolds.
Yeah, I told you it was going to be back.
Would you state your name,
please? I'm Leland Reynolds at 602 Barnwell Avenue, Aiken. And I'm the contractor on the new bill. And one reason we don't have a lot of windows and have making it look like the entrance is because it's not the entrance. This is the back of the stage. And, you know, if we make it look like a grand entrance, we're going to have a lot of people going to it trying to get in, and it's not the main entrance.
Right.
You know, and I think McDonald did a good job of making it look like the other buildings. If you look at this, the two panels on the left and the right that have look like little fish on them,
mm-hmm.
those match panels that are on the existing building. The stonework, everything you see that's white and not brick, is stonework that matches the existing building. This building is right beside the gym, which has hardly any windows. And I mean, I think, and of course, if you compare this elevation to the one that we had approved, let's see.
Except the very last page.
The thing that made that look so glassy is that stairwell that we were that McDonald at the time was trying to imitate the old building. And what we're doing now is trying to make this building fit in with our buildings
mm-hmm.
and not so much mimic the old building. And if you look at the amount of glass here, I mean, that stained glass window is much bigger on the new drawing than it was on the old drawing. And really, if we take the two stone panels and make them false windows, you know, I think it'll look good, and I think it'll not look so much like the front,
mm-hmm.
so that we're going to probably have to put a sign there to tell people not to use
it. Is that an operating door?
Well, it will be an operating door because it'll be for fire.
Emergency egress.
So, I mean, we'd like you to approve it with the exception of adding windows in the stone
mm-hmm.
and not like it is because, you know, we had an architect design it and try to do what we were wanting to do.
Dylan, the original plan shows a lot of molding going across the top of that second floor, which breaks up the expanse of brick. The new drawing is just no molding and a lot of brick. Maybe the molding would take care of the window situation.
You're saying make the molding thicker?
Yeah, make it kind of top come across. Like it does.
Oh, okay. Have an extra line of molding across above the windows.
Right.
The only problem with that is we'd have to lower the. We'd have to change the size of the stained glass part of it. And I just hate to put windows in that are not just for looks. I mean. If we need them, I think you ought to put them. But if you don't, I mean, you know, you go by your guidelines. And where do the guidelines say that it needs more glass? I mean, you know,
I agree with you.
I'm looking at right now.
Yeah, and I understand what you're saying. I just think that the fact that it's the back of the building facing the street is irrelevant.
You're saying it ought to look like the front of the building.
It ought to look like. You know,
but it ought to look like something that is.
Well, McDonald's has done a lot to try to make it look like it.
Mm-hmm. And like I said, it doesn't even have to be glass, in my opinion. It could be just a half inch recess in the brick, you know, to look like an old window was closed in or something. But
Well, we could do that if you want. I mean,
but that's just my opinion.
Yeah.
I'm not telling you how to do it. I'm just saying something to kind of break up that wall a little bit.
And the wall that you're concerned about breaking up is the one that the stained glass is in?
No. Lower and on the two sides opposite of the panels, further out from the panels.
Oh, down low. You're talking
right,
about
low.
Down low.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
Yeah.
So where the two stone panels are to the right and to the left, you're talking about doing some more of that.
On the next section over from the column from there.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah, that we could.
But it wouldn't even be a window.
We could make some false windows with brick for sure.
Right. And
that's what you. That's all you.
That's all I'm saying might be a good idea. I'm not trying to tell you how to build it, you know, but it's your building.
Oh, I know. The problem is, we're trying to change it now, and it's hard to vote on something you don't know.
I know.
It'd be nice if we could click a change and you could look at it, and we had three for you to pick from, but.
Right.
That makes it tough on y'all. We're willing to make some changes, I'm saying, but I think they ought to make some
sense.
Kind of sense.
Absolutely. I agree with you.
So here I have it. Front doors and primary entrances are among the most important elements of traditional buildings. Likewise, the placement, size, and detailing of windows in the facade are among the most character-defining elements of a building. These two elements in new construction must simultaneously relate harmoniously to the new building while being compatible with adjacent buildings and the overall nature of doors and windows in the district.
He's so got that's that. The. Huh? Not that with the gym. I mean, you just said.
Yeah, it's next to a gym with no windows. But
yeah, but then the building next to it has windows. So.
I know. Listen, if it was clear and easy, y'all wouldn't have a job. Not that you like it, but you know, I served on it for 11 years. It was a job.
Any other questions for Mr. Reynolds? Any further comments from Mr. Reynolds?
We're willing to change the below part, and if you want to have us bring it to be administratively approved, that'd work out great.
Okay. Thank you, sir. Anyone else to speak on this application?
I won't speak. I just want to get my notebook back.
Okay. All right. Seeing no one, I guess it's back to the board for a motion and discussion.
I'll make a motion. I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 14001012 as written, with the recommendation that some type of additional false windows be added to the front.
And come back for administrative.
I didn't. Administrative approval is fine. I'm just saying a recommendation. I'm not saying a requirement.
So do we have a second?
I'll second it.
Okay. So how I interpret the motion is it's up to them whether they bring something back or not.
No, well, I think you said it's up to them whether they change the drawings or not, or change the design. I'm just saying that I'd like to recommend that they do something in addition.
Okay. And if they're happy with it the way it is, then they're good
to
go.
That's the way I presented the motion.
Okay. And if they want to.
That done. In other words, I'm leaving it up to them to decide.
Mm-hmm.
Well, their decision already is the drawing.
Yeah,
that's their decision.
I understand.
No, I think sometimes people actually think that we give them good advice.
I would hope so.
And they, you know, they come back. But
I mean, if you don't agree with the way I phrase that, right? Somebody else can take a whack at it.
Well, it needs some
okay
detailing, I think.
I'll withdraw the motion, and you want to give it a try?
Well, you don't have to change the motion. Just make it a motion rather than a recommendation.
They're going to require them to come back.
Okay. All right. Well, let's do that. Then I make a motion that we approve the application as written, with the exception that some additional windows or false windows be added to the front and administratively approved. How about that? Is that okay?
Okay.
My second.
So we're clear on the motion. Okay.
Okay.
And I guess you withdrew your second to the first motion, right? Okay. All right. So, any further discussion?
I would think one of the things they could be looking at would be the stone panels being used in those two spots to continue that look, the look of the window being there.
Right.
Okay. Any further comments? Discussion? All right, are we ready to vote?
Yep.
All in favor? Opposed? The ayes have it. We'll invite our chairman back. Susan.
Okay.
So I guess I get to do...
I'm sorry?
Right? The administrative approval?
Yes.
Yes, okay.
You will. Definitely.
So make me happy.
Administrative approval.
Yes. Submit it to me.
Yeah.
She'll
approve.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay.
Okay. Thank you, Madam Vice Chairman.
My pleasure.
We'll have to do that more often. Okay.
We have practice.
All right. Now we're next. We're at new business now.
Mm-hmm.
Okay.
This is our first application in the historic overlay, application number 14-034. The applicants are Kent and Gretchen Baldwin, location 621 Colleton Avenue Southeast. The applicants are requesting approval to replace existing interlocking metal shingles on an existing garage with new charcoal black fiberglass shingles to match all other structures on the property. The garage roof and structure were significantly damaged in the recent ice storm.
All right, thank you. And I believe we may have the applicant here with us, if he would come forward and confirm who he is and where he lives.
Hi. I'm Kent Baldwin. Live at 621 Carlton Avenue. My wife and I, and we appreciate your consideration with this proposed change. Mm-hmm. Unfortunately, we need to do something with the structure, and we just feel it would make it consistent with the main home that's on the property, as well as the other accessory buildings, and we'd like to switch it to this shingle product.
Yeah. I think anybody who rode by there realized that the majority of the structures now have pretty consistent fiberglass, dark gray shingles, and I just because of the importance of the building, I think one way we evaluate this is just from a hierarchy of the most important building, the next most important, and then so it's an outbuilding.
I'm confused about the staff notes.
My staff notes?
Yes.
You want to know about Pines Cold Cream?
Well, I'd like to know what box stall refers to.
The name.
The name of the house or the name of the outbuilding?
No.
I'm sorry.
It does look like it could be a box stall. But
I
think it's the whole property.
The whole property, okay.
In the olden days,
actually
all
a good
of them had tidbits like that. It's
okay.
Fun to read these things.
I understand.
You learn.
I didn't know if that was talking about an outbuilding or another building in the back of the property, so I apologize. I just was confused.
It's a good question now that I see that. And there's a lot more on the Pines Cold Cream model we could go into, but maybe not here.
Well, I've seen some of that down at the museum.
Yeah.
Okay. I guess that's what I was saying, is it's not the most important building on the property. It is a historic structure, obviously. But the amount of disrepair, you'd have to replace a goodly portion of it, and that would never match the remaining shingles. So the practicality of it, if it's not the major structure, I think what you have proposed makes perfect sense.
And the other thing you don't see is on the other side of the gable, it was punctured in many locations by other falling limbs. This is just where the main tree clipped the corner and kind of wiped out the.
Yeah.
Well, you know, if Box Stall is the main property, then and it already has shingles on it, then I would say the contributing property is already shingled. You know, and I don't understand why you couldn't do an outbuilding to match the contributing property.
That's right.
So
and even if the tree hadn't fallen on it, it was due for some sort of replacement, I think.
Ben, that's just how our matrix is done.
That's fine.
And, yeah, there are several occasions when you would wish that a person didn't have to come to the board.
I understand.
Such as this.
Right.
But if you change from one material to another, unless y'all want to change that.
No, I'm good with the
deal.
One question I have is I noticed that there are some architectural shingles and some, and I believe it says these would be retab. It would be the simple residential shingles, dark gray.
What's on this house.
Probably on
that's
this.
What's on the main house.
Yeah.
There are two little other outbuildings. One's the pool filter building.
Yeah.
And I think when those were done, those probably are an architectural shingle. It was a dimensional shingle.
Yeah. So these will match the house.
These would match the home. We did an addition on the home about 7 years ago, and that's probably the closest part of the main residence to where this garage outbuilding is, and we kept them consistent with the main house.
Mm-hmm.
The three tab shingles.
Okay. Do y'all have any other questions?
No.
Very straightforward, I think.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. We'll see if anyone else wants to speak regarding this roof replacement. If not, we'll call for a motion, please.
Mr. Chairman, I make a motion on application 14-034 to replace existing interlocking metal shingles on the existing properties at 621 Colleton Avenue Southeast,
mm-hmm.
as is.
Thank you. Okay.
Second.
Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Mm-hmm. Okay.
All right. Thank you.
All right. Next, we have application number 14-037. The applicants are Charlotte and Peter Hill. The location, 684 Highland Park Drive, Southwest. The applicants are requesting approval for the demolition of a carport and for the construction of a two-story addition in basically the same location, which is on the rear or north side of the house at 684 Highland Park. This addition will be in... I restated that, and I don't need to say that again. The 24-foot by 26-foot addition will include a two-car brick garage on the ground floor and a master bedroom and bath on the second floor. The second-story siding will be fiber cement, and the ground floor, like I said, is going to be brick. Windows, doors, and roofing will match the existing house. Also requested is the addition of a 16 by 32 foot in-ground pool surrounded by retaining walls and aluminum fencing. The height of the retaining walls will be dictated by the grade of the land, but it is expected that the one closest to Lancaster Street will be 4 feet tall with a 4 foot tall wood picket privacy fence. And they have a picture of what they're wanting to copy there. And the rear wall will be approximately 3 feet tall.
Okay. Thank you. And I think we have an applicant here. If you could come give us your name, please.
Peter Hill. I live at 684 Highland Park Drive with my wife, who's a co-applicant.
Okay. All right. Anything you want to add?
No, sir.
Okay. Did I understand there was a there's not an example of a fence. Is there an example of a fence? Did you say that?
As part of the application, the project description.
I see it.
He's showing both types of fencing to be used.
That's correct.
I see it.
And on the site plan, he's got it laid out what's going where.
So the little dotted, so there's going to be a brick retaining wall in the back and then a fence beyond that?
That's correct. A brick retaining wall, and then we need a 54-inch aluminum pool fence for meet the code.
And then every place else the brick wall meets the code, is that?
On the Lancaster side, the brick wall meets the code. So that would be the north side of the property, and the farthest from Lancaster will have the pool fence. So two sides have pool fence.
Yeah, okay. Yeah, it's a little hard to see on the...
But
now I see it. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. And literally, the metal fence is constructed a few feet back of the... It'll sort of be a terrace.
That is correct. And 3 feet between the retaining wall and the back fence, so you can sit and plant in that area.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And I know we had some questions about the offset, but the offset...
The current carport has a 2-foot offset,
yeah.
And this would be about a foot and a half, I think 16 inches to retain the current offset.
Yeah.
But to meet the 20-foot setback, we actually shifted it over, whatever that is, 10 inches, mm-hmm. 8 inches.
Mm-hmm. So again, I know you're working against those, probably those steps, maybe? Do the steps stay?
The steps are staying.
Yeah,
yes, sir.
So you're sort of wedged in there between that and then the front wall.
Correct.
And that's how the bathrooms to fit in there. Mm-hmm. Okay.
This isn't a contributing property in the historic district or anything, so, you know, I personally don't have a problem with any of the additions you've got drawn here, Mr. Hill. But I did notice that the gas grill looks kind of messy in the backyard, and I'd ask that your wife do a better job on a honeydew list in the future.
It has already been removed, Mr. Lott. You'll notice it's not in one of the other pictures after the storm.
She saw the picture then, I guess.
Well, she did comment upon that.
So I have a question from Ms. French. Do we approve like the removal of the carport?
I think that y'all might want to do two separate motions, one for the, even though it's not two applications, you could do it in just two parts.
Well, it's
it
part of the
matter.
House, so
yeah, whatever.
I mean, if it were a separate building, I think we would do that. But since it's part of the house,
just do it all.
If it were a bedroom and they wanted to knock it down and make it into a family room, you probably would do it all in one motion.
I would think so.
Yeah.
And then there's a wall that's coming down. To the brick wall is coming down.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. A retaining wall.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. They've had to move it because it went right.
That's the current retaining wall will get shifted away from Lancaster by about 8 feet and become a retaining wall, the first retaining wall that's there now, mm-hmm. or that will be there.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So it's basically going to be there the same way, is what you're saying?
But about 8 feet further from Lancaster,
okay.
Yes, ma'am.
Yeah,
that.
And it's also retaining the pool deck in a way, isn't it?
Yes, sir. Right now, the current wall retains the backyard.
Mm-hmm.
The new wall will retain at the level, at the grade where the pool is, and then the furthest retaining wall.
Mm.
Because if you look at the picture, the backyard slopes, so we need two walls.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We get confused by walls sometimes. everybody has a different way of delineating them. So that's the one that's got some wood on top.
The one closest to Lancaster will have a wood privacy.
Okay.
Take it this off.
Okay. All right. Any other questions? We've had ample time to look at it. I'll ask if anyone else would like to speak. It doesn't look like it. We'll entertain a motion then. Okay.
All right. I'd like to make a motion that we approve application 14037 as written.
Second.
Okay. Motion second. Any further discussion? All in favor, raise your right hand. Okay.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. Good job on that application.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so we'll get a really good one. We need to compliment.
Thank you very much.
This is Mr. Peterson. He's going to be doing the job. And I have never worked with him before. Glenn Peterson.
Mm-hmm.
So,
nice to meet you.
Nice to meet you, too.
Thanks for coming.
Last one.
Did this one get
I have
pulled?
A surprise.
Gone.
Helen Naylor is not on the agenda tonight. She has postponed until May meeting.
Oh, she's what?
She has postponed her application until the May meeting.
Okay, that's fine.
Yay!
I thought we voted to approve the agenda.
We didn't, though.
Oh, we did.
So do we keep this and wait?
You can if you would. I would love that, but people don't usually do that. So I guess I'll get in touch with Grant and then email you guys. I'm sorry, we're still in our meeting.
Meeting's adjourned.
Okay.
Yeah.
And then I'll email you guys. But in the meantime, if y'all could look at the calendars and kind of give me some feedback, too.
I'm gone for the next 10 days starting Thursday.
Well, we'll make it for 11 days from tomorrow.